Wall Street takes the sequester in stride.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with a little Wall Street history. Last year, when it looked like we were going to go over the fiscal cliff, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost more than 1,000 points in about a month. 2 years ago, in the lead-up to the debt ceiling debacle, the Dow lost almost 2,000 points in a month. Well, here we are, 2 days away from the latest fiscal deadline in Washington, the sequester. And the Dow is pretty much right where it was a month ago. Alan Sloan, who is senior editor-at-large at Fortune magazine, joins me now to explain. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so why is Wall Street so unfazed by this latest deadline in Washington?
Because we've seen this show before. It's getting a little stale.
Just in the last few years, you mean? The debt ceiling, the fiscal cliff?
Yeah, it doesn't mean it has no impact. It means it is not the obsession of the market. If you're looking at a market of $20 trillion worth of value, and you have an $85 billion sequester that may or may not actually happen, and that's spread over a year, it's very hard to say that should be the driving factor in the stock and bond market.
But just because we've seen this show before doesn't mean it's not going to have economic consequences. I mean, it does matter when you cut $85 billion out of the federal budget.
Right. If A, it happens, and B, if it really has that big an impact. The thing is, if you were managing money for a living and you have a million things to worry about, corporate earnings, performance, this, that, should you buy Apple? And now you have the sequester, which is this theoretical thing that's the talk of Washington. It's the talk of the media.
That you can't do anything about.
That you can't do anything about. Well, what are you going to do? So the answer is you wait and see what happens.
Over your years of reporting, have you ever seen a situation like this where we bounce from crisis to crisis to crisis in Washington?
No, this is crazy. And I hate to sound like an apologist for corporate America, because I'm not. But what big corporate America wants is some sort of predictability and stability and knowing what the rules are. Even if they don't like the rules, they at least don't want to have to change them every 10 minutes or every news cycle or every 3 months. Just because stocks aren't going down doesn't mean this craziness hasn't had an impact. It's just that the impact isn't obvious.
Alan Sloan, senior editor-at-large at Fortune magazine, thanks as always.
My pleasure, Jeremy.